Every great music career has its ups and downs. Singer Thelma Houston's had her fair share of both. For most of the 70s, she struggled to find her place on the Motown label. Then in 1977, she won a Grammy for the single Don't Leave Me This Way. Overnight, Houston became one of the divas of disco. The 80s brought change to the music scene, but Houston kept her momentum thanks in part to the star producers Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis at MCA. Then suddenly, it all came to a halt.
The head of the label wanted a meeting, and I'm thinking that the meeting is a dinner, was to discuss what single was going to be released next and what our next move was going to be. But it really was a dismissal from the label, and so, yes, I was devastated.
It took a while, try 17 years, but Houston bounced back. Her new album's called A Woman's Touch. All of the songs were first made famous by men.
I must say that my first list was not all males. There were females on it as well. But then when you start looking at the females and listening to what they've done with these songs, especially like Aretha Franklin, who is one of my favorites, Chaka Khan, who is also a favorite, and Gladys, and, you know, Barbara Streisand for the smooth, you know. I said, now what am I going to do with these songs that these people, sisters, have already done? You know what I mean? They've sung it. They've thrown it on the line, hung it out to dry. So then I turned my attention to male singers.
What's your favorite song off of the whole album?
What did I have the most fun doing? Never Too Much, probably.
I can't prove myself. I don't want nobody else to ever love me. You are my shining star, my guiding light, my love fantasy. There's not a minute, hour, day, or night that I don't love you. You're at the top of my list because I'm always thinking of you.
What does that song mean to you when you sing it?
Well, I always liked it as a dance. It always made me feel good. But I always listened to Never Too Much. You know, everybody heard that part. But then I started listening to the story, and it's just a cute little, it's a romantic song. And which is how, you know, we all feel that way at the very beginning.
And I just don't want to stop. Too much, never too much, never too much, never too much. Never.
I think a lot of times these songs that stick with us, that do lift us up, that are pop music or what, you know, at
right.
the time was called disco, we get a whole bunch of meaning out of it. We get a meaning from the song itself, but then also these memories that come with
exactly.
it. Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
What memories do you have? Say when you did that record, what memory do you have that you carry with you?
Well, one memory that I carry with me is that the chairman of the board did not think it was a hit.
Oh, wow.
And that made my heart just, it was like, oh, one of the biggest letdowns. Seeing it take on its, you know, its life, dance kind of forced radio to go on it. So it kind of just had this little thing about it that made it, so it was just very emotional hearing it.
So you became the first solo female act
uh-huh.
on Motown to win a Grammy. Your sound represented a departure for many elements of popular music, and also for Motown, which had this very traditional Motown sound, and you were not singing in that sound. How did that play out at the label, and was it a time of change and transition?
I think that initially the idea was to get a hit, and so the formula or the what they knew was to get a hit the way, you know, they had been doing all along. And I did do a lot of recording of those kinds of songs, which are really great songs, but it just didn't work. I think that once Don't Leave Me This Way proved itself, then I could kind of record what I wanted to after that.
When you say you could record what you want, what did you then pursue?
Once you have the dance music, that's kind of what radio wants. That's what they expect. After Don't Leave Me This Way, there was not that success. The next charted song, I think, was with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, which was a whole nother different sound. So like in that 80s to ladies and into the 90s, it kind of got a little mushy for me. And it didn't appeal to me. And then once I found that I could have a career without, you know, having to, you know, make a record, go out and promote it for 6 months, come back in, make another record for 6 months, go out and promote it. Once I could get off that treadmill and have a career, then it allowed me to seek out different kinds of creativity, you know. So then I got more into the acting, and then I got more into doing plays, and then more into traveling international and, you know, doing concerts, and then doing corporate dates, and doing just a whole lot of different kinds of things rather than just club dates. And it really...
But did it break your heart in some way to have to... I mean, I know for me, anytime mm-hmm. I've made a big transition in my life, even if it was my choice, there's a mm-hmm. kind of... When you close a door...
I didn't close the door. The door was slammed shut for me. I thought that you had to have a record out, and that's what I had been doing forever. So many miles. I had to do a lot of deep thinking and turn it around and look at it as a freeing, which it really turned out to be.
Well, Thelma, I know a lot of folks are big fans and just wish you the best in all your travels. I'm going to have to catch you on the road.
Thank you so much.
Disco diva Thelma Houston's new album is called A Woman's Touch.